This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, April 12, 2026, given by Dr. Fran Edwards, Leadership.
Good morning, Connection Church. How's everybody? I am not Pastor Dave. I'm Fran Edwards. I'm so blessed and honored to be here with you this morning just to share the message. And so, y'all ready to go on a little leadership journey? All right. So, on January 10th, I look down at my phone, and this is what I see. Y'all can read that. Hey, Fran, we're at Worship Design Retreat, mapping out some teaching series for the summer, blah, blah, blah. Would you be interested in preaching a message on leadership? Simple enough. This is what I said. Now, according to Miss Candy after the first service, I should have said, let me pray on that. There was no, let me think about it. Thanks for asking, that's so cool. Got to check my calendar. None of that at all. I just said, yes, I'll do it. But seriously, later on that day, I was milling around the house and I was thinking about what an opportunity this would be to kind of take a deeper look at leadership. But by the following Sunday, I walked over there and I looked at Susan and I said, OMG, what did I get myself into? So for a few days, I was asking God why. I even contemplated not doing it. Like, can I just, get a redo on that text message? But God has a way. God always has a way. And so if you're in a position of leadership, you more than likely know the struggle to maintain credibility, to be authentic, to even have people trust you. Even if you don't have the label, the challenges still exist. And so I'd say at some point we all play the role of leader in someone else's life. Maybe you lead a small group. Maybe you run the nursing unit at a hospital. Maybe you're a shift leader at a restaurant here in town. Maybe you're just trying to be a good influencer, not like a social media influencer, because some of them aren't good, but maybe just a good influence in someone's life. In all those places, I would say that we are leading others. But are we leading the way he called us to lead? That's the question. Before we jump in, would you pray with me? Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity. Just use me this morning to just be a vessel. God, just settle all hearts and minds today that we may hear the message here in the sanctuary and online, God. And just let us be on fire about going out and being spiritual leaders. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So like any leader, you probably keep a tight schedule. Post-it notes everywhere, I have them on the mirror, I have them on the car. I put all these things to remind me to do stuff in my calendar. And I did that to stay on track writing this message. Y'all saw the text. I got the text on January 10th. I was finishing this like last week. That's a long time. And so I don't really know the moment, but what God laid on my heart to call this message was this. What if God gave up? A call to spiritual leadership. And so the guiding scripture that we're going to go with today is Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And so my small group has been on a leadership journey with me probably since the pandemic. I went from being an interim dean to a founding dean of a college, to a deputy chief administrative officer, and now to an associate vice president. There have been times when imposter syndrome really got the best of me, made me feel unworthy, made me feel sometimes unwelcomed, and sometimes made me feel unprepared. I would go into my office and I would read my scripture in a frame, because y'all know all good Christians, we got scriptures in a frame, on a piece of wood, on a poster. So here's my scripture. I'm going to show you all the back first. It's been through a lot, taped up with packaging tape and masking tape. But this is the scripture that's been on my desk since 2007 when I started working at DSU. And this is Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So I thought this was a great scripture. It would have utility for me and my students. Because who wants to be at a university not seeking wisdom and instruction, right? That's what we're all there for. But let me tell you this, it did not make the imposter syndrome go away. And I began to think about exactly what I was doing. Because y'all know that was my message to the world, that this was my calling. God called me to education from the entertainment world, from government, working for the federal government. He called me into education. But I kept asking myself, what was I doing? Imagine going to work every day, not feeling like you're doing enough, not feeling like you're solving enough problems, not feeling like you're putting out enough fires. What if God felt like that? What if God gave up? What if God said, probably what we say on a regular basis, people don't follow instructions. They're on their phones too much. They don't stay in line. They don't stay focused. I'm done. I think that we all know that if God had given up, I wouldn't have been struggling with writing a message from January 10th to last week. I wouldn't even be here. But you know what else wouldn't be here? If God had given up, grace wouldn't be here. If God had given up, mercy wouldn't be here. And so that's what Galatians 6:9 tells us. It says, let's not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. So my own leadership journey started to change, but it wasn't because of me. A coworker and an amazing friend shared this scripture with me, Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not human masters. I'm going to say that again. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not human masters. So that really changed my mindset about what I was doing. And so in 2021, Craig Groeschel shared a message, and he said that people will follow a leader with a heart faster than a leader with a title. Let me say that again. Y'all hear me? People will follow a leader with a heart faster than a leader with a title. You see, spiritual leadership, real spiritual leadership, is not about titles. It's not about positions or a microphone. And y'all know that y'all have been around some people who love to be on a microphone, who love to be on a soapbox, right? But real spiritual leadership is about perseverance. It's about character. It's about staying faithful when the assignment gets too heavy. You see, Jesus said in Matthew 20:26, whoever wants to be great must first be a servant. See, we all want to be great, but do we really want to do the work? God cared more for the people than for the applause of the people, right? I know we probably have all witnessed that. God cared more for the people than for the applause of the people. That means leadership is not about being in front. It's about being faithful. And let's be honest, leadership is hard. So this is some crowd participation. Bless you. Some crowd participation. If you are a parent, stand up. If you are a parent, stand up. Give yourselves a hand. Y'all are beautiful. You do some good work. You know that leadership is hard. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Parents, follow instructions. Have a seat. If you are a first responder or served in our military, stand up. You know that leadership is hard, especially you, Ron. I know you know. All right, you guys can have a seat. If you are a 16-year-old in your house managing the 10-year-old and the 6-year-old, you too know that leadership is hard, okay? Even leading yourself is hard. We set 2 alarms to make sure we would be on time for church this morning. Some of us can't even lead ourselves out of bed. But what if God led like we do? What if he gave up like I sometimes want to? Like you probably sometimes want to. We'd all be in trouble. What if God led our workplaces like we do? Have you ever been in a meeting so long that you prayed and begged for the rapture to come? I have been in meetings like that, and I have probably been a person leading one of those meetings. And what happens? People start checking out, right? People start getting on their phones, not paying attention. But let me tell you this. God doesn't check out. God doesn't resign. God doesn't say, I am tired of this team called humanity. Instead, our Savior models spiritual leadership that stays, that endures, that keeps showing up. Isaiah 40, 28 says, the Lord does not faint or grow weary. The Lord keeps leading. The Lord keeps showing up for us. But here's where God really starts working on our spiritual leadership journeys. If God doesn't give up on us, then we have to ask ourselves this question. Why are we so quick to give up on ourselves? Especially when it comes to something like spiritual leadership. Why do we fear, why do we let our fear speak to us louder than our faith? Why do we let that exhaustion take over? Why do we let that exhaustion speak louder than our purpose? Why do we let those insecurities drown out the very calling that God has placed inside of us? I had to sit with that. I had to sit with my own reality that sometimes I don't show up the way God wants me to. I was showing up to work tired, overwhelmed, stretched thin, and then bringing that same energy home, bringing that same energy to my small group, and wondering, why me, Lord? Why me? But you know, this is when God whispers to us. And you know what he says? God says, because I trust you with it. I trust you with the gift of being called into spiritual leadership. And that's the thing. We all are called to be spiritual leaders. Our spiritual leadership doesn't come with the label of Pastor David or Pastor Emily, but nonetheless, the calling is there. And you know what? God, the reality is that God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the called. He qualifies the called. He knows what's in each and every one of us, already wired to do what he wants us to do. And sometimes that qualification process is uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. It feels like breaking. Sometimes it feels like we're being pruned. Sometimes it feels like we're being stretched in ways we didn't even ask to be stretched. Because half the time we're telling God what we don't want to do. That's front and center in our minds. So we definitely don't want to be stretched. But the stretching is not punishment. The stretching is preparation. It's enlarging your capacity to receive that harvest that he has already got in his mind. He just wants to give it to you. So Galatians 6:9 doesn't say if the harvest comes. It says when the harvest comes. In due season, we shall reap if we do not give up. And that if right there is where the enemy fights us the hardest. That if is where doubt creeps in. That if is where imposter syndrome really tries to take root. And that's where we start believing that we're not enough. But hear me. God never asked any of us to be enough. God just asked you to be faithful. And so when I look back over my own journey, I can see now every season that I felt unworthy, God was working. Every season where I felt unprepared, God was equipping. Every season where I felt unseen, God was positioning. And every season where I felt like giving up, God was carrying me. Because spiritual leadership is not about being the strongest in the room. It's about being the most surrendered in the room. And let me tell you something, God will let you get tired, but he won't quit on you. Isaiah 40, 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Not replace it, renew it. That means God will take your worn out strength, your stretched thin strength, your I can't do this or I don't want to do this anymore strength, and he will breathe on that strength until it becomes a supernatural strength. A strength you didn't earn, a strength you didn't muster up, a strength you may not have had yesterday, but it is a strength that only comes from him. And so when you feel like giving up, when you feel like the assignment is too heavy, when people feel too difficult and you don't want to deal with them, when you feel like the expectations on you are too high, Remember this, God never gives up on you. Not once. Not for a moment. Not even on our worst day. God always stays the course. And if the universe, if the God of the universe never gives up on us, then we have no business really giving up on the call that he has placed inside of each and every one of us to grow disciples and to be a spiritual leader. You see, spiritual leadership is not about perfection. It's about perseverance. It's not about being fearless. It's about that faith. And it's not about being strong. It's about staying surrendered to the one who is. So as we begin looking at the role of leadership in our lives, of that spiritual leadership, it's also important to get a sense of what does spiritual leadership look like in the context of a church. Spiritual leadership is simple. It's leading from a place of biblical purpose, love, and inner conviction. It inspires people, not authority, but through hope, through shared values, through a sense of meaning. And that's what Connection Community Church has been to me and my family for 20 years. This congregation has been led by pastors who reflect Christ in both action and character. And I love a good acronym. You know, I'm an educator. So I'm going to take you through the verses of leadership so that we can make that connection to spiritual leadership in the context of the church. So L stands for love. Because every leader begins by loving God and loving people, just as Jesus taught us, Matthew 22, 37 through 39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. E, the first E, stands for example. This E reminds us that leadership is not a lifestyle, but it echoes what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. A represents accountability. In Hebrews 13:17, it teaches us that leaders keep watch over the souls. It says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. D stands for discernment. James 1 verse 5 says that if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. God gives wisdom generously to all without finding fault. And it will be given generously to you. So we can ask God for wisdom. It's right there in the book. We don't even have to worry. It's laid out for us. E, the second E, stands for endurance. It takes a lot to stay the course. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. A strong leader endures, and they know that in due season there is something to reap. And R stands for reliance. We have to rely on God. Proverbs 6:3 verses 5 through 6 said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. You see, scripture is a powerful tool in helping us to show up as leaders. When we accept Jesus' invitation to show up and lead, we get to do leadership with him. We're able to lead through covenant, through consistency, and through a vision that God has given us. When leaders walk in love and they set examples, they embrace accountability, they seek discernment and practice endurance, and they understand that reliance on God, they become the kind of leader that uplifts everyone they serve. Another thing that happens when we accept Jesus' invitation to lead is that things that seem insurmountable are no longer insurmountable. Feeling like we're disqualified from becoming leaders because we don't have a title or a certain skill set, or because scripture doesn't roll off of our tongues, those things don't exist anymore. We can show up and participate with Jesus because we're participating with the one who wired us this way in the first place. So why not accept the challenge? Accepting the invitation to show up as a leader in life is about moving from the bleachers to the field. It's about knowing that God has placed something in our hearts, a notion that things matter enough for us to stand up and be intentional about doing things the way God has called us to do them. When we accept the challenge to show up as leaders in the way that God would have us do, it's contagious. People are watching everything that we do, y'all. Whether it's one of our high school kids wearing a cool connection sweatshirt to school, whether you're volunteering or greeting someone on a Sunday, whether you're here in the sanctuary doing God's work when no one is here, people are watching. And in all of those situations, you're leading. When other people start to see God through the lens that God has helped you to see through, there's a ripple effect. It's contagious. And it's way more powerful than just sitting on the bleachers watching the game. In my own life, I still struggle with leadership. I struggle to make sure that spiritual leadership shows up in everything that I do. As a wife, as a mother, sister, friend, here, at work, in my small group. Being brave enough to do this in public. I'm in my favorite place in Aldi, and maybe someone comes and sees me with my connection shirt on. Do they just ask me what that is, and I say, yeah, this is the church I go to? Or do I have the courage to extend that conversation? Do I have the courage to tell them, share a testimony with them right there in the grocery store? I'm getting there. I'm a work in progress. But that's a part of our spiritual leadership journey, is taking that next step. So yeah, sometimes I feel like giving up. I have to go back to work tomorrow after spring break. I think we all do. Some people are applauding that if you have had kids home for spring break. But it's a new week. And so instead of dreading the new week, why don't we look at the new week as this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to take a testimony with me. Wherever I go, work, school, in the community. Here's the good news. God didn't give up on Moses when he doubted. God didn't give up on Jonah when he ran. God didn't give up on Peter when he denied. God didn't give up on Paul when he persecuted. God didn't give up on Israel when they complained. And God doesn't give up on us when we wonder. Family, the truth is, spiritual leadership is something that God has placed inside of all of us. It shows up at work, at home, in school, at Aldi, at the car wash, on the baseball field, in the boardroom, you name it. Because all of you in this room are walking in faith. When you walk in the room, spiritual leadership automatically comes with you. You can't help but shine. And so I want to leave you with three key thoughts about spiritual leadership. God's faithfulness fuels our faithfulness. His faithfulness is the foundation that makes leadership possible in the first place. Because he never gives up on us, we learn how not to give up on the people or the assignment that he has already entrusted us to. Throughout the Bible, God leads, whether it's Moses, Jonah, Peter, Paul, even in their doubt, even in their denial, even in their wondering, his steady love becomes the model for how we can lead with endurance and grace. The second one, spiritual leadership is a calling placed in every believer. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We carry God's influence into every space that we enter. And so scripture reminds us of this shared calling in Matthew 15. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In that same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. This means that every follower of Christ is called to lead by shining his character through love, through service, through integrity, through faith. When we show up with God's heart, we are already stepping into a spiritual leadership role that he has designed for us. Third, true leadership is formed through surrender, not strength. Surrender to God is foundational for true leadership because it allows leaders to be guided by divine principles. Before you can guide others, you have to first be guided by the one who designed you. learning to depend on his wisdom, his strength, and his presence in every step that you take. You see, the world measures leadership by the number of followers that we have. That's not how God does. God measures leadership by our willingness to follow him faithfully, even when the assignment gets tough, even when the path is hard, even when no one is watching. As I end today, I want you to feel the weight of something holy. I want you to feel the weight of the greatest blessing that I can share today. God has never given up on you. Not once, not in your doubt, not in your wondering, not in your exhaustion, not in your why me moments. And because he has never given up on us, there is a calling on your life that can't be dismissed, that can't be diminished, that can't be denied. You were created to lead, not because of your resume, not because of your confidence, not because of your qualifications, but because the Spirit of the living God has chosen to place his light inside of you, and you, and you, and you. It's in all of us. God said, you are the light of the world. And you know, Jesus tells us that light doesn't need permission to shine. It just shines. All of you are shining right now. You have the ability to take that with you when we leave here today. I'm inviting you to step off of the bleachers and onto the field. Stop watching the game and start leading the way God has designed you to lead. Through love, through examples, through accountability, through discernment, through endurance, and through complete reliance on him. Because when you show up with God's heart, heaven shows up. And we definitely need a lot more of that. And so hear this. The same way God renewed Moses' courage, the same way he redirected Jonah's steps, the same God who restored Peter's calling, and the same God who transformed Paul's life, is the same God that is renewing, redirecting, and restoring and transforming you. Y'all, God trusts us with his assignment. It's no question. He trusts you with your influence. He trusts you with people. And God trusts you with his purpose. So don't shrink back. Don't disqualify yourself. Don't let fear speak louder than your faith. Because the same God who never grows weary is breathing new strength into you. So when you walk out of here today, you go into your homes, or you go back to your jobs and schools tomorrow, or hanging out with friends in your neighborhood, know this. You are a spiritual leader. You are called. You are equipped. And you are carried. And most importantly, you are never alone. Let's pray. And Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to just learn, grow, and lead in a way that you have wired us and designed us to, God. We pray that that fear is not even a thought, God. We pray that the thoughts are focused on you, leading in the way that you would have us lead, creating disciples, and just sharing with people the life, the new life that God has to offer. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the blessings that we can't even imagine. And we just ask that this week be the best week of our lives as we go out and lead. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all said, amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the new life he offers.